This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, so excited for it. The Fallout here on CBS Sports Radio as we begin week two in earnest, the real week two of the college football slate. Let's get first Clemson and Texas A&M. It was a game that was billed as a rising star in the SEC trying to knock off the national champions. We're going to find out what Justin Ross had to say when Trevor Lawrence threw him a pass from the ACC Digital Network.
Third down and 11. Lawrence forced to scramble. Now throws, has two receivers open, and a Clemson touchdown. Justin Ross.
Clemson wins 24-10. Strong defense being played by both clubs. It wasn't the game I expected. Much more low scoring than I thought. But Jimbo Fisher of Texas A&M says afterwards, man, the offense just couldn't get anything going in the second half.
You know, transition defense gave up a field goal and unfortunately gave up the 90-yard drive right there before half, which was critical. But then come out, played well, defense and offense, and we got a couple first downs on some things and then just didn't get it going.
Trevor Lawrence throws for one TD, ran for another. Clemson won its record-tying 17th straight game. 24-10 victory, Clemson returning to ACC play at Syracuse on Saturday night. Yeah, that Syracuse. It's their most dangerous game of their final 10, probably. Alabama taking on New Mexico State in the Cupcake Games. This one is like a white chocolate icing with a yellow cake. Sounds delicious, but the game stunk. Here is Eli Gold from the Learfield IMG Sports Network.
Here's a first and 10. Football is at the Aggie 21. Bama going left to right, already leading 7-0. Here's Tua, stands in, looks towards the right side. Jerry Jeudy, touchdown Alabama. 21 yards, Tua Tagovailoa to Jerry Jeudy. I believe I've said that combination a few times.
I believe you have too, Eli Gold. 62-10 in a laugher. Tua passes for three touchdowns, ran for a fourth. Alabama, unbelievable showing again, but a game that really, does this need to be played? Tua becoming the eighth Alabama player to hit the 5,000-yard passing mark for his career. Alabama visits South Carolina. Next, Georgia at home at Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium. Congratulations to legendary coach Vince Dooley, having the honor of having the field named after him. A great man and a great leader for many years. The game? Well, the racers got boat raced. Here's Scott Howard from the Learfield IMG College Network.
Pickens comes in motion from the left edge. Here's Swift with wide open space into the end zone on an angle. Touchdown, 10-yard run. Gliding the last 5 yards, DeAndre Swift, the junior from Philadelphia, makes it 27-7 with the point after pending.
63-17 was the final. Swift runs for two touchdowns. Jake Fromm, 166 yards and a score. Unbelievable. Bulldogs rush for 269 yards. Again, a game that I don't think needs to be played. These lopsided games are not fun. Now, Georgia's going to host Arkansas State from the Sun Belt Conference next Saturday, so the competition doesn't get any better. Oklahoma taking on South Dakota. Seriously? This is a garbage issue of the Fallout. I mean, these teams are playing Mickey Mouse teams. Lincoln Riley afterwards, when they win 70-14, says he likes what he saw from Jalen Hurts.
Jalen, I thought, played pretty well. I thought improved on a few things from the first week. There's still just a lot to get better throughout the flow of the game. But again, he manages things, stays composed. Thought he really threw the ball well, made some really, really nice down the field throws. Several that were just right on target, and some big boy throws.
Jalen Hurts, 259 yards, three touchdowns in just two quarters, pretty much. The Sooners' highest point total since scoring 79 back in 2007. They'll be at UCLA next Saturday. Good luck in that one. Beat Chip Kelly. The Ohio State Buckeyes at home versus Cincinnati. This one was supposed to be an interstate, like turf war. Didn't really work out that way. Here's Paul Keels from Learfield's IMG College Network.
Fields in a shotgun. Dobbins to his right in the backfield. Hill will motion into the backfield. Fields gets the snap. Hands to Dobbins, running hard to the left. Hits the 50-yard line. J.K. Dobbins to the Cincinnati 40. To the 30 goes Dobbins. To the 20. To the 10 and into the end zone. Touchdown. J.K. Dobbins. 60-yard touchdown run. And the Buckeyes get their third TD of the day. 20-0.
Gotta love J.K. 42-0 in the final. Justin Fields, 20 of 25, 224 yards, two touchdowns. He ran for 42 yards and two scores. Ohio State opens Big Ten play next Saturday at Indiana. Oh, my gosh. Are we going to get any good games here? LSU, number 6 in the country at Texas. Now we got it. Number 9 in the country. We finally got a competitive game. Is LSU going to be able to win this one on the road? By the way, as a favorite. Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Burrow with the snap. Here comes the blitz. Burrow steps away from it. Throws. Catch made. Justin Jefferson has it at the 38. Racing down the far line. Sideline. 10-5. Touchdown, Tigers! 61-yard touchdown reception.
LSU wins 45-38. Joe Burrow passes for 471 yards, four touchdowns. Unbelievable. He was sharp after the half. He passed 15 of 18 for 251 and two touchdowns after halftime. Now, Sam Ellinger was good too, 401 yards passing, four touchdowns for the Longhorns. But Tom Herman says, while beating LSU, boy, are they talented on offense.
Joe Burrow was the difference in the ball game. Just really accurate, really aggressive. I thought you know, he fit some balls into some really tight windows. Was really accurate down the field, and he's going to have a heck of a year if he stays healthy.
If Michigan is still in the top 10 after this week, frauds. Every one of you with a vote, frauds. They survive Army in double overtime. Here's Jim Brandstatter from Learfield IMG College.
He rolls out. He's going. He's looking to pass. He's going to be sacked and fumble. He's fumbled the ball. And did Michigan recover? If Michigan recovers, it's over. Michigan!
Yes! Ball. Yes!
Game over. The defense wins it.
Yeah, because the offense sure wasn't going to do that. Oof. Ugly game. Michigan lost 5 fumbles in 2 games. They lost 3 fumbles all last season. PU. Wolverines next play on September 21st at Wisconsin. And good luck with that one. Number 10, Auburn. Taking on Tulane. Yeah, Tulane. They win 24-6. Bo Nix goes 19 of 37 for 207 yards and a touchdown. Auburn tallied just 20 first half rushing yards. On Tulane, Gus Malzahn said the defense, though, came through.
Defensively, I mean, just did a super job against an offense that's been averaging a lot of points, a lot of yards rushing. Two of 15 on third down, just a great third down plan and execution with that.
Against Tulane. Really? Stop selling me Auburn. PU. And now finally, Florida takes on UT Martin, number 11 in the country. Here is Mick Hubert from the Learfield IMG College Network.
So there's the snap to Franks on play action. Felipe dropping back, looking, has plenty of time. Now rainbows the ball deep down the field for Van Jefferson. He makes the catch at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Gators! Van Jefferson, the moving man, into the end zone for the Gators' first touchdown tonight.
So they dominate. Florida wins lopsided. Felipe Franks, 25 of 27, 270 yards, two touchdowns. If your team wasn't good enough to make the fallout, don't worry. You'll take Michigan's place one of these weeks because they stink. Anthony Pierano with another spectacular job. Even with technical issues trying to get this thing together, he did an awesome job. Thank you, Anthony. And join us for the fallout every single week at this time here on CBS Sports Radio.